This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Washington, D.C. is in your future. If you care to join my wife, Maria, and I on a trip to the nation's capital, we're really looking forward to this. We did this last year, and it was the first December that we didn't do Christmas in New York. We decided to do Christmas in Washington, D.C. just because we thought it was time for a change, and a few folks said they'd love to go to Washington, D.C., and boy, did we have fun. But a great tour of the White House. That was really something. And the Capitol, and lots of other things. And we have a great lineup this year again, too. It is really good. Some people will say, how much? I have a whole brochure that explains everything, what's included and everything else. But it's $2,480 for double occupancy. So in other words, $2,480 per person based on double occupancy. And that's your hotel. That is your airfare. That is a number of meals. The evening meals are the best, like Fogo de Chao we're doing one night, and Trump Hotel for lunch one day. And in fact, the Trump Hotel, because we anticipate we'll have probably about 50 folks that'll be with us, that they couldn't seat us in the regular restaurant, so they have a special room for us at the Trump Hotel. So it's pretty cool. It really is. And then $3,049 if you want a single, but just with the double occupancy, it's a $2,480. So if you would like details on this trip, please do me this favor and send me an email. Okay? Some people said, I'm trying to go to scotth@flagfamily.com. Just email me and I'll email you all the information, the itinerary and everything you need to know, the number to call and sign up, all of that. Okay? And that's at scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. All right, it's Tuesday, December 10th through Tuesday, through Saturday, rather, the 14th of December in beautiful Washington, D.C. Going to have some fun. All right, our next guest may take exception with the idea that it is beautiful Washington, D.C. I don't know. Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall Live. And Pipers today, I'm in Bowman, and you're in Minot, it sounds like, on your way to Williston for a coffee with Cramer, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm in Berthold right now, we just stopped here in Berthold at the Sonic Station for a little break and a little mid-morning snack on our way to Williston, actually. So, it's kind of drizzly out here, actually.
Yeah, it kind of is in pockets all over. A little bit of rain on the horizon here at Bowman. They've been talking about it. Not any here in Bowman right now, thankfully. So, hold it off for a little while. Get the auction going anyway. By the way, I should tell you, the egg and construction auction starts here in Bowman at 10 a.m. Mountain, and then at 11 a.m. Mountain, they do the online sale. If you need any information, give them a call here, Pipers, 701-523-7366, or check out the full list at Pipers.com. We'll run down that list a little bit one more time before the show is done. So in all seriousness, do you like Washington, D.C.? I mean, I'm sure you love the history and what it represents, but then there's also the whole swamp factor. Just give us a little update. How are things?
Yeah, it's a great question, actually, Scott, because Washington is, you're right, the history of it, the beauty, the cultural, the patriotic cultural stuff is great. I mean, and for people that have never been there, or if it's been a long time since you've been there, it really is a great place to visit because you get to see so much in close proximity, as you know. You could stand, for example, at like the Washington Monument. You can see the United States Capitol from there. You can see the White House from there. You can see Lincoln Memorial. You see the World War II Memorial and all the Capitol Mall with the various Smithsonians. And of course, there's Arlington National Cemetery, and then just a whole bunch of other cool things. So that part of it's rich. That part of it's great. The swamp part of it, that is to say the bureaucracy, and by bureaucracy I mean the agencies, even Congress to a great degree participates in that bureaucracy in the swamp, particularly committees, and the sort of the higher up you go and the deeper you go into the history, if you will, the longevity of people it just gets pretty icky pretty fast, to be honest. Now, all of that said, Washington as a city in and of itself is also quite cool. I mean, culturally, entertainment-wise, it's not like a New York or a Philadelphia. It's probably a little bit like Philadelphia. It's not as active a retail center and all those kinds of things, but it is a nice city. It does have nice, venues for entertainment and plays and concerts, great national sports, teams, the baseball, hockey. Of course, North Dakota fans should love the Capitals hockey team. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Redskins football team. They have a brand new professional soccer stadium for the soccer team there. So there's just a lot of really cool things in Washington, D.C. So I like it there when Chris is there. I like it, if Chris and Abel are with me. But during the course of the week when you're just working, I never get tired of walking past the Library of Congress and walking past the Supreme Court on the way to work. I hope I never get over it, frankly. So it's got a lot of honor, obviously, to it and richness to it. But it's also kind of lonely when you're far from home.
I imagine it is. Plus, it's just a constant pace. So to have that sort of reset that we all get with the family, to say, okay, now I'm recharged and I go back to it again. Otherwise, you just end up with your head to the ground the whole time working hard at it. The swamp part you mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about today. You're in the Washington Post again today. And it's a classic swamp story. I mean, the Corps of Engineers obviously doesn't like scrutiny very much, even from United States senators.
And so especially from United States senators.
Right. And they've obviously been, leaking to the Washington Post and they've basically they're saying you're only doing what you're doing because you're trying to help some North Dakota company, which I didn't know there was a crime in that. But
first of all, if that's true, okay. But anyway.
So yeah, I actually, when I saw the story, I said, well, wait a minute. You have White House meetings with Jared Kushner chairing meetings saying we need to find some money. We don't have enough money to build the wall. And then the other part of the story is that you are asking for documents because you think they're spending too much and being inefficient. And you've got somebody who's bid over here to do a job at 16 million a mile when they're paying 30 and 32 million a mile. Sounds to me like we have a solution in the same story.
Well, this is the third time they've run basically the same story. And what they do is every time I make an additional request to Corps of Engineers through my official channels, my own email in many cases, the Washington Post gets a copy of it before the Corps of Engineers answers me. That's happened, well, now really four times, but the three times the Washington Post has done this very same story. And you're right, the premise of their story is somehow there's something wrong with me advocating for a North Dakota firm. And furthermore, and even though that's not really even my main purpose in all this, furthermore, that there's something wrong with the fact that Donald Trump is so fired up about the wall. But then in that, they kind of screw up their own storyline by doing exactly what you're doing, pointing to the problem, which is the Corps of Engineers are spending at least twice as much money as they maybe should be on this wall. And by the way, not getting very much of it done. All of that to say that today's story is just, the third version of the same story over and over and over again. And I'm irritated and amused by the fact that the Washington Post knows everything before I do.
Yeah, which is, again, very indicative of the swamp and how it works. Questions for Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550. Jamie and Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey, morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Jamie. Just fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. I'm sorry I don't really have much of a question, but if you want to comment on what I'm going to talk about, Scott, here, right before he went into break, he had read a got a text or an email from a guy talking about compromise and thumping his chest. I was ready to go to war over gun control, pretty much. I had an exchange with a friend of mine on Facebook about this very thing yesterday, and Steve called in and talked about it too, and I agreed with what he said. If you didn't make compromise 1994, when the assault weapons ban went through, the NRA made a compromise because with the sunset ban. The assault weapons ban would have still been in effect, and we would have mandatory seven-day waiting periods, but they cut a deal. Now, if you were up there like this guy who texted you about said, and, you know, hell no, we ain't making no deal. That's, you know, you're not gonna step on my throat. Well, guess what? You still have an assault weapons ban. You'd be waiting 7 days when you bought a gun to take possession of it. And, you know, I'm sure he's PO'd about the bump stock ban too. And, you know, and if he's ready to go to war going down swinging, well, when's your breaking point? Because you consider that a big infringement on your Second Amendment, then, you know, you should be shooting by now. So, you know, when you're saying that, add in there when you're ready to go to war with the government, because it ain't going to be like starting a war in the 1700s, I can tell you that. And I certainly ain't, I'm certainly not anti-gun. I think I got my bona fides on that, Scott.
No doubt about it, yeah. And I think we're both wise to back that fellow off the ledge there a little bit. Jamie, thanks for the call. We'll talk to Senator Kramer about the effort to convince Republicans in the Senate that we need expanded background checks when we come back. Don't go away.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today with Pipers filling up here, getting ready. And by the way, they have some great barbecue That's right. The worst wagon is here. So they have, I can smell it already. Oh, and we had some beef tips last night that were unbelievable. They were really good stuff. Good stuff. Todd, you tell us about our good friends at Schwann GMC, and then we're going to chat more with Senator Kevin Cramer here and take more of your calls at 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text me your questions, too, for Kevin. 701-367-2054.
Look for maybe an Autumn Fest parade on a brand new Schwann GMC Sierra. By the way, tomorrow starts the Capitol around 10, the usual Bismarck parade route. But pop over onto the strip, Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac with Operation Kids Safe. Mark Baugh, talked to him yesterday. He does not catalog your kids. He gives you everything you need in case of an emergency. Then you can hand it to law enforcement, and law enforcement will have everything they need. Plus, some really good tips, too. Plus, awesome fun, some food, some face painting, some festivities and stuff over in the strip. And tomorrow, 9 till 3 with Operation Kids Save, Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
All right, on the gun control front, Jamie's point, I think there are people that say, you know, they're drawing a line here, right? So there's people very, very worried. Others are saying, let's just, you know, let's understand the environment. And when I first read this document from that was being floated around from Attorney General Barr to Republican senators to say, what do you think of this? I thought, well, if this is, you know, if this is the worst of it, that's not too bad. Then you find out that commercially they, you know, they when they say, you know, we'll expand it to non-commercial sales. How they define commercial is a little tricky. But most importantly, these forms and retaining these forms and copying these forms and essentially getting to a de facto gun registration. That is something to be concerned about. And that is what some, including Gun Owners of America, believe, as well as the NRA now, that, you know, this is a non-starter. Where are you at?
So, first of all, in defense of Jamie, and I did hear the tweet, and I think this is exactly the discussion we should be having. But I think what Jamie's point is an important one. The details of what the Attorney General Barr was presenting, and he's only presenting them. He's not promoting them. This is a starting point. I don't like to say that's a non-starter, as you know, evidently Gun Owners of America have said, maybe NRA. I don't know. And by the way, I don't form my opinion based on what either one of those organizations say. I form my opinion based on what I believe the Constitution says and what the people of North Dakota say. But I don't like the word non-starter, and you've heard me say this before, including on this topic. Even though you may have a line you will not cross, absolutely, and I appreciate that, and I probably share it in many instances. But we do have to have a discussion about it. Jamie makes it a good point. But for compromise, we'd still have a ban on assault weapons. We'd still have a ban on AR-15s. So compromise is always, it depends on the benchmark or the starting point in which direction you're going in the compromise. But the Constitution can't be compromised, in my view. I mean, the Constitution can be amended, but that's not what we're talking about here. So the Constitution needs to be upheld. And so, But to Jamie's point, I think having this discussion without calling something non-starter is really important so that we can get to a conclusion. We had a really good lunch on Tuesday, and I don't mean the food, although that was good too. But the Republican senators, as you know, Scott, have lunch together every Tuesday. It's called Policy Lunch. And this was the topic. And all of the members that have legislation, people like Ted Cruz and Chuck Grassley, Pat Toomey, who has a bill with Joe Manchin, and that's what is most closely reflected in what Attorney General Barr was sharing. Others, John Cornyn, you know, Susan Collins, they run the gamut, but it's still a pretty tight gamut. And I think what we're aiming for is exactly this discussion, trying to find that spot that unites us around something that we can all be for that doesn't compromise the Constitution and constitutional rights. And probably what the Attorney General is presenting does that. Just to the exact point you just made, there is reason to fear a registry. And anytime data is collected and then amassed, now in the current NICS system, the background checks, there is, you do these background checks, but Each background check is held by the shop that does, you know, that requests the background check, and it's not aggregated into one database. That's not to say it couldn't be, but the more data that's collected, and unless you have really bright lines, and that's what came out of this discussion, is there has to be really bright lines and protections to protect against some sort of a registry. And by the way, Scott, it has to be, they has to be bright enough that a new president couldn't change them, if you know what I mean. And that's what's got, that's what has people rightfully concerned, including me.
Is there a lot of pressure? Is the Attorney General coming and saying, Kevin, we need you? Is that, what is the process here?
Not at all. It's a great question because I'm sure you know, your listeners are very well informed. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, the Republican leader, is waiting for the president to present something. I think the president is doing his due diligence through the Attorney General and others to find out what's possible. That is politics, after all, the art of the possible. And so we can't be absent from the discussion in helping the president determine what it is he'd be willing to sign, because there's no point in saying, I'm willing to sign this, but it's not passable. So it's a family discussion at this point. That's really the process. But no, not at all. Nobody has. In fact, I would say this, Scott. I think it's been one of the most respectful discussions we've had on policy that can ramp people up pretty quickly. Now, it's not been so respectful across party lines. I don't know if you noticed the other night, but when Senator Martha McSally was chairing the Senate, presiding officer of the Senate, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand just railed on her personally and on her state, and then got angry at her for not listening to her. Well, that's so grossly unfair because, of course, I preside 4 hours a week. The presiding officer is not allowed to engage with the people speaking. They're only allowed to give them the time or to acknowledge them and to recognize them so that they can speak. You cannot respond to the other senator. And Senator Gillibrand, you know, breached all kinds of manners and protocols, and hopefully she regrets it. I suspect she does. So it's not been so calm across party lines as yet, but among Republicans looking for something that we can do, that we can pass, that would be meaningful and maintains the integrity of the Constitution.
We have callers. We have callers waiting to talk about AR-15s, market facilitation, tariffs, and Army Corps contracts. That's what Chris wants to talk about for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Senator Cramer, I read this week or letter part last week about the Army Corps dropping 3 contracts because the contractor can't be able to complete sections of the wall because it would have been way over the budget allotted. I was just wondering, A, is that retribution against you and Trump? B, is Fisher putting pressure on the Corps to spend these other contractors to know what could be done for less? I just wanted your thoughts.
Sure. All right. And before you answer that, I'll tell you that we just have a short moment before we go to break, so we'll carry this over to the other side here. Chris, you want to listen on the air? That's great. And then we'll get to the rest of you waiting. Kevin in Tuttle coming up next. Charles Montana, Nate Fargo. Stay tuned, folks.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with the used Gleaner Combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner Combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner Combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC. National polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. The focus of a whistleblower complaint against President Trump appears to be Ukraine, a relationship House Democrats were already interested in, looking into whether Trump or his attorney Rudy Giuliani tried to manipulate that nation into helping the president's re-election campaign. President Trump's hosting the Aussie Prime Minister at the White House at this hour, the two men about to hold a joint news conference. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
North Dakota, the place is filling up. We're getting set for an ag and construction auction at Piper's beautiful regional western North Dakota office here in Bowman. And Kevin Piper is here to tell us about this good day.
Yeah, thanks for coming out to Bowman and being with us today, Scott. We got the A-team down here, and we're going to have a big crowd here. Looks like we're getting a nice, healthy rain here today in Bowman. But Andy and Jim went through the equipment already, but I just want to welcome everybody here and invite everybody down. If you're not going to be able to do any field work or construction work today, come on over to our auction site here in Bowman. It's very similar to our auction center of North America in steel, and we got all kinds of auctions coming up. We got 60 auctions between now and Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for really some nice, modern, newer equipment with low hours and low mileage, look into our catalog. You'll see all kinds of opportunities to buy good equipment, and also about 30,000 acres of land auctions coming up here over the course of the next 75 days, too.
I'm thinking that Senator Kramer might be a candidate for that FedEx ranch.
I think he ought to buy that.
Yeah.
That's right at the Badland Breaks north of Kildare. Yeah. That'd be a nice little getaway for a little respite.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Land like that doesn't come up for sale very often.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thanks for having us. It's a good time.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I know everybody is really excited that you came down here. There was quite a buzz about it in the community, and we were in town this morning having breakfast that you were down here. It means a lot to the people of this region that folks like you come down here and pay attention to what's going on. Bowman itself is a dynamic community. The county is just outstanding to work with. We've been down here now for 17 years, and we've enjoyed it very much. It was one of the best moves we made, for sure.
That's awesome. Thanks, yeah. Kevin.
Yep, thank you.
Kevin Piper and, of course, Andy Murnick, Jim Sabi, the whole crew here, having a busy morning getting all set for a great auction. So you can bid online if you can't be here. 10 o'clock Mountain is when it starts here, and then 11 Mountain for the online bidding. So check it out at Pipers.com or call them if you have any questions, and they'll get you all the scoop right here today. 701-523-7366. Okay, so before the break, a call specifically related to the Washington Post story and also the Corps and Tommy Fisher that our listener wanted you to answer.
So he was bringing up a story that ran last week in The Hill, or maybe it was the beginning of this week, regarding three jobs that weren't able to be funded because the Corps came up short of money. And just to be clear, what that was is that there are three jobs that were possible additional jobs that the Corps anticipated they'd be able to afford, considering a savings of something like $130 million in the projects that they were doing. Well, as it turns out, of course, the projects they were currently doing didn't have $130 million in savings, and they weren't able to do these three extra jobs. And so that was sort of the thrust of that story, and it does raise questions, and it did result in me asking additional questions of the Corps, like, you know, why did you come up short? Why did you miscalculate? You know, what exactly is the problem here? But on another matter, I think this caller has asked this before. So the Washington Post story today is about the fact that the Corps of Engineers finally had to relent and provide me the information that I've been asking for, because as a member of the committees of jurisdiction over the United States Army and the United States Army Corps of Engineers, they are obligated to give me the information I've requested, which, by the way, is just bid information. It's information on RFPs and proposals and bids from companies after the bid has been awarded. Now, if you're the Department of Transportation and you're bidding an interstate highway, those bids are public. They're immediately public. And here the Corps of Engineers has some weird rule that says not only does the public get to see it, but United States senators don't get to see it. I don't care what committees they're on, and it doesn't matter that you know, we're supposed to be subject to the people's representatives and their oversight. Well, they finally had to give up because they ran out of argument. And frankly, what I think happened was leadership at the Department of Defense heard about it and said, you know, we're not taking this embarrassment. These are our overseers, and you have to give them that information. So it arrived yesterday. The information, the documents evidently arrived yesterday, and I'll be looking at them next week. Why do I think it happened? I don't know. I just think that it's a project that is, when you're sole sourcing like the Corps is these days, when they do these RFPs that are aimed at one company, maybe one and a half companies, you're bound to come up with really high prices. It shouldn't be a surprise. And where, by the way, the amount of money, there isn't a bid involved in the RFP. They don't even ask for how much it's going to cost. They award the projects before they negotiate the price. I mean, it's no wonder that they're so high priced. But God bless them, the Washington Post in their piece today actually identified that the cost per mile is something like $36 a mile, $36 million a mile. Well, I don't know, Scotty. I've seen a lot of that wall now, and it's hard for me to come up with $36 million per mile potential cost. So it just gives us more to look at now when we actually have these documents.
The president obviously has gotten to a point of comfort with what the Corps of Engineers is doing. Do you think that's because he's not, I mean, he asked you to do a deep dive and deputize you to take a look at it. You're in the process of doing that. Can't do it without the documents. Now you finally got those. But in the meantime, he seems to come closer to the Corps. And, you know, standing next to Todd Semin, I talking about the great job they're doing and all this wall. And, I mean, if you, simple math tells you it's darn near impossible for them to have 400 to 500 miles of wall in a year. Yet he is still saying that, and obviously the Corps is telling him that that's possible. What's going on there?
So I don't know what all is going on there, Scott. First of all, he asked me to do a deep dive, which is what I've been doing, and the Corps has been preventing. I mean, the Corps has literally been stonewalling us. And like I said, as soon as I make a request, the Washington Post gets a copy of my email, which, by the way, is illegal, just in case people are wondering. That's another matter we're looking into. But now that we're going to get the documents, I guess we received them yesterday, I'm the only person that can look at them. No member of my staff can look at them. I'm the only one as a senator, evidently. I don't believe that's necessarily the case, but we're going to adhere to that. And I'll find out what I need to find out, and I'll spend as many hours as I need to looking at it to find what I'm looking for. Or maybe there's nothing to see, Scott. That's the thing. If they weren't afraid of what's in there, they would have given it to me a long time ago. So they just keep raising my suspicion and piquing my interest. But why the president's comfortable with it, I think it's partly because the Corps of Engineers is who he relies on. And they are basically an orphan federal agency. While they're part of the United States Army, and while their leader has three stars on his shoulder, their budget is separate from the military budget. I don't know if you knew that, but their budget and their appropriations do not run through the Department of Defense budget. They run through their own. So they're really an orphan agency. In other words, without any traditional accountability, but they do have accountability, and we're going to force that issue. I've talked to a lot of my Senate friends, a lot of them on the Armed Services Committee. They are standing with me and strongly supporting me in this effort, and they have many of their own concerns with the Corps of Engineers. So my sense is the Corps is feeling that heat. The Army's feeling a little embarrassed by it, and hopefully they'll become more cooperative. I do worry, though, about what the president is being told and what he's saying, and I'm hoping that he won't be disappointed in the end. Your other question was, is it possible to get 500 miles done by the end of next year? Not at the current pace. I mean, it doesn't take anything but simple math to see that at the current rate, that is impossible. But hopefully an innovator would come up. See, this is why I think, Scott, what I would do if I was DHS or, you know, working in the White House, I would have a wall fair. I would have innovators come in one by one, or maybe all together, I don't care how they do it, and say, give us a better idea. You'll note in the Washington Post story, what do they defend more than anything? Their procedures. They cling to their procedures like it's their religion. And these are 40, 50-year-old processes. Well, guess what? There's technology now. There are new ways of doing things. And I would just invite all the innovators in and say, give us a new idea. What do you have?
Please keep fighting that fight, because why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I know you started this whole thing by writing a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary saying DHS should just contract directly with private contractors and we'd do this better.
Right.
I mean, if they'd listened to you then, we'd be in a lot better shape now. I call me a conspiracy theorist. I believe the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and who's doing the leaking and all the things they're doing right now are doing it to set Donald Trump up for failure. That's what my belief is. I think they keep telling him happy talk, and unfortunately he's believing it without doing the math on what's happening. And meanwhile, they're stonewalling doing it differently because they don't want to build it on time. They don't want him to have a promise kept.
Well, and what I've noticed about some of the wall that I've seen is it's while it's standing up, it doesn't look long for the world. It's rusty. It's got this big, hard piece across the top that's made for people to throw a rope over and climb their way up. So I with the slots, you can just reach through the slots and pull the rope through from the other side. You basically create a pulley system. And so, I look at that and I think, gosh, I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but maybe somebody has a better idea. Let's invite them all in.
And by the way, the specs they are putting out for new wall right now, Tommy Fisher unearthed this, showed it, call for a 10-year minimum life to the wall. 10 years. So, it goes on to say, or if you can do it longer, fine, but, 10-year minimum. Like, wow, that's our standard now? Wow.
Scott, just so you know, in the federal government, a minimum is the maximum. I mean, there is no
exactly.
incentive. If you're a builder, there is no incentive to do more than the minimum.
Why would you?
And if you do more than the minimum, you're a weirdo. But let me tell you this. Anybody that's going to respond to an RFP that says we only need a 10-year minimum, they're going to go for a 10-year minimum, because why would they go for more? And if that wall falls down in 10 years and in one day, they're off the hook. And guess what? The taxpayers are the ones that are hurt. And if you do more than that, you're probably somebody with a great deal of integrity and dignity and probably care too much about your own your own pride of your own product.
I hope we got everybody their answers on that, because we have a number of questions and texts on that. Kevin did a great job of walking through it. We're all updated on where this is at. Joe in Grand Forks, get you in before the break here. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, it's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
I wanted to talk about the ideas for gun control and background checks and stuff like that. When I was a in elementary school, I had to take hunter safety in the public schools. All the kids did, and it was required. And I didn't come from a hunting family, and never used it in my young life. But when I got married, my husband's a hunter, and so
hey,
now.
Hey, Jill, sorry to do this, but we're going to finish this on the other side of the break. Stay right where you're at. More coming up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about her flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to mineraltracker.com today to activate your free account.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Minutes away from them kicking off the ag and construction auction in beautiful Bowman, North Dakota today. Yes. And, you know, another great town, Tioga. That's right. Tioga, North Dakota, active community, great activities for families. Freedom Fest is great. Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, a vibrant downtown Main Street. You know, their average yearly household income in Tioga, $73,000, supporting 140 area businesses. So, pretty amazing. Find out more at TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Continuing our conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer, question from Jill in Grand Forks on, well, we were talking a little bit about hunter safety. But go ahead and finish your question, Jill.
What I was thinking and what I was talking about is when I was in elementary school, I had to go through hunter safety in the fourth grade. It was required by the state, I guess. And my family had nothing to do with guns or hunting. But now I married a hunter, and my son, who just turned 12, he just completed his hunter safety. And it's a great education course that teaches gun safety, information about the guns, and information about the uses. And I'm sure that within that education, it could also include our Second Amendment rights and the importance of it, the significance of it. And, I mean, with the progressives constantly shoving things like sex education, climate change, and evolution down our kids' throats, we don't want it. I mean, at least I didn't want that done for my children. But it doesn't seem like there's ever anything that we as conservatives get that equal time in the school systems. And I was wondering, is there any way, Senator Kramer, that we could insist that that's the thing that we'd like to push for this gun control or background issue, rather than that better education in our school systems for these weapons?
Boy, Jill makes a really good point. Now, the thing about conservatives is we're generally not activists, and we don't like to mandate anything because that goes against what we believe as conservatives. We want to be left alone, and we're happy to leave everybody else alone. But in the culture wars we're in, Jill, it makes perfect sense that we could require in our schools' curriculums at least Constitution classes and a basic knowledge of the Constitution of the United States. That wouldn't seem like too much. And that would take care of a lot of the other issues, by the way, wouldn't it? The other thing, though, I'd say, I didn't realize that it was mandatory. Maybe it wasn't everywhere, but mandatory in schools at one time to take hunter safety, whether you hunted or not. But what's interesting about that is it explains, Scotty, why, I don't know if people know this, and maybe I shouldn't even admit this, but I was not endorsed by the NRA in my first run for the House of Representatives. My opponent, the Democrat, was actually endorsed by the NRA. And in my Senate run, the NRA was very late to endorse me, and they didn't endorse me until the Brett Kavanaugh vote. And they got so angry at Heidi Heitkamp over that they then endorsed me. So it's not like I've been the head cheerleader of the NRA or any other gun group, because I don't need to be, because North Dakotans like Jill have so much common sense that I can rely on them to give me good guidance. I don't need an outside group to do that. I'm not against the outside groups, don't get me wrong. But this is what's different, and what Jill's touching on here is we're so blessed in our culture in North Dakota to have these understandings. But I guarantee you, when you see some of the crazy things coming out of the mouths of members of Congress, those same crazy things come out of the mouths of the people that they represent. Our country is very, very, very divided and very diverse right now. So we need to have the larger family discussion, just like we're having now.
Jill, thank you very much. Texter says, my comment for the senator, did you guys hear that Colt Firearms from Connecticut no longer will sell AR-15-type tactical rifles to consumers anymore, but they'll continue to sell them to law enforcement and government employees?
I did not hear that. I did not hear that. That's unfortunate, because that's not, now they can do whatever they want as a company, but that sounds like an infringement to me.
Back to the question on the wall, a texter says, a competing radio program. Do we have any competition, Todd? I didn't think we did.
Not really.
Anyway, supposedly a competing radio program jumped to the conclusion that you, Kevin, will use the info you get from the Corps and pass it on to Fisher to commit fraud in the bidding process. I don't believe it, but what say you?
What? I don't think people understand. These bids have already been let and awarded. In other words, first of all, I'm not going to pass the information on to anybody unless there's a gross irregularity or obvious fraudulent behavior by the Corps of Engineers in their bidding process, in which case I'm happy to give this information to the Office of the Inspector General, to the Attorney General of the United States, to the Armed Services Committee in the United States Senate, and probably to the Washington Post and other media markets who ought to know about these kinds of things. So, but it would be impossible to commit fraud in the bidding process because the bids are all done. It's been awarded. So I don't know who the competing radio station could be, but what a really dumb solution. They just maybe don't know. You know, they may be ignorant about it.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the calls, the comments. We're out of time. One other text here. This is a long one, but I'll try to squeeze it in. I love this guy. So know all this hard work is paying off. You're loved. Thanks, Senator.
I'm glad to know Mom was. Thank you.
All right, folks. So long from Bowman, North Dakota, and Pipers. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.